Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today's program is one that we've been talking about for quite a while, and we finally got around to searching out the material, because although Andre Previn has been writing for quite some time, for some reason we just didn't have everything we needed to celebrate his career on stage and screen. But tonight we do.
Well, last month we had two programs celebrating Leonard Bernstein, because it was the 100th anniversary of his birth. And Previn is simply in that same category because of his range of accomplishments. He has won 4 Academy Awards for his film work, and he has 10 Grammy Awards for his various recordings, both in the classical, popular, and jazz fields. And we're going to be celebrating 5 of his accomplishments, scores for stage and screen. And we're going to start with songs from the 1955 film It's Always Fair Weather. And the lyrics for Previn's music were written by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. And I've always felt that this film is underappreciated. It's not mentioned with the great movie musicals, but I think it might be deserving of a place among them. It's a satire on television and a satire on people, and it concerns 3 GIs who have a reunion 10 years after they've been released from the service. And Dolores Gray plays a character who is a television presenter, and she's obnoxious on television in one way, and she's obnoxious in real life another way. And she gets to sing 2 wonderful songs, and we're going to be hearing both of them. The first song from It's Always Fair Weather is Music is Better Than Words, and Dolores Gray is the singer.
When you get all set to go into your big love scene, the night must be right. The mood must be slow, the wine must be high, and the light must be low. And I recommend some music in the background. For when you're fumbling for the right word to say, you'll find that music will go a long way. Music is better than words. You break the spell when you start to speak. That technique is all wrong. Just forget about words and sing her a song. Music was made for romance. Love and a sweet song go hand in glove. Every lover knows this. And the sweeter the song, the sweeter the kiss. When you're without love, you cry, and your song is the blues. But when you've got love, you're high, and your song is a gay refrain, a happy strain that sings out the news. Don't let the night go to waste looking for ways to say I love you. Take your cue from the bird. Music is better. Music is better than words.
Our first selection came from the soundtrack of It's Always Fair Weather, a 1955 film. The song was Music is Better Than Words, and the singer was Dolores Gray.
Her three male leads in the film were Gene Kelly, Dan Daly, and Michael Kidd, and we have them to sing Once Upon a Time.
When the time has come for parting and the marching music ends, no matter where our lives may lead us, we'll be friends until we die. Once upon a time, I had two friends.
Once upon a time, I thought that friendship never ends.
Once I had a dream, what a joke.
Gone is that dream up in smoke.
That was Gene Kelly, Dan Daly, and Michael Kidd from It's Always Fair Weather, the three GIs, with Once Upon a Time.
In this film, Gene Kelly gets to show off another of his many skills, and that was roller skating. There is a hefty roller skating number, and we're going to hear it now. And the noises you hear as part of the song are Kelly roller skating. And this film was made in CinemaScope, which at the time was a big deal, and Kelly had a huge screen on which to display his roller skating skills. The song he sings is called I Like Myself.
Why am I feeling so good? Why am I feeling so strong? Why am I feeling when things could look black and that nothing could possibly go wrong?
This has been a most unusual day. Love has made me see things in a different way. Can it be I like myself? She likes me so, I like myself. If someone wonderful as she is can think I'm wonderful, I must be quite a guy. Feeling so unlike myself, always used to dislike myself. But now my love has got me riding high. She likes me so, so do I. So, so do I.
Gene Kelly sang I Like Myself from the soundtrack of It's Always Fair Weather.
Betty Comden and Adolph Green did most of the book and the lyrics, and you can tell in our next song for Dolores Gray, our last song from It's Always Fair Weather. This is by far one of my favorite film musical songs. Dolores Gray with Thanks a Lot, But No Thanks.
Watching and waiting.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Joe.
I'm waiting and watching.
Hello, Max. Hello, Bob. Hello, Jasper.
I hope and I yearn.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Phil.
Just for his return.
present of the silver blue mink. Thanks for the plane and the ice skating rink. Thanks for the yacht and for the solid gold sink. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. Thanks for the Scrabble set with platinum board. Thanks for the factory once known as Ford. Thank you for finding me the famous lost chord. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. For I am just a faithful lassie waiting for her faithful lad. And there's no gift, however classy, by which this lass she can be heard. Thanks for the banks and for the Santa Fe line. Thanks for the darling uranium mine. But I'm a gal with only one valentine. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. Thanks for the champagne. And thanks for the state of Maine. And thanks for the autographed picture of John Wayne. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. Thanks for the cruise. And thanks for the oil wells that ooze. And thanks for that pair of Fred Astaire shoes. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. For I'm just a faithful lassie waiting for her faithful lad. And there's no gift, however classy, by which this lassie can be heard. Thanks for losing your mind. And thanks for Fort Knox sealed and signed. But I've got a guy who's Clifton Webb and Marlon Brando combined. Thanks a lot, but no, no thanks.
Our final song from It's Always Fair Weather, the highly underrated Dolores Gray with Thanks a Lot, but No Thanks.
We're moving on to our second Previn score, and that is a few songs for a film called Inside Daisy Clover, which takes us to the background stories of a Hollywood star and her director. At that time, Dory Previn was Andre Previn's wife. He has been married 5 times, and Dory Previn wrote the lyrics for the songs for Inside Daisy Clover. In the film, it looks like Natalie Wood is singing, but as often happens with Hollywood, she's not. The vocals are provided by a young lady called Jackie Ward, and here she is with one of the songs from Inside Daisy Clover, a 1965 film, and the name of the song is You're Gonna Hear From Me.
Move over stars and give me some sky. I've got me some wings I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Toss me the moon, 'cause I've got to shine. I'm climbing a cloud and calling it mine. You'll pardon my haste, I've no time to waste. You're gonna hear from me. Heaven smile from the blue above me. And world, you're gonna love me. I'm on my way, 'cause I've got it. Raise up my flag. Nelson world, you're gonna love me. I'm on my way, cause I've got it made. Raise up my flag, begin my parade. My comet's on fire, I've gotta go higher. It sounds kinda crazy, but take it from Daisy.
Providing the singing voice for Natalie Wood, that was Jackie Ward with You're Gonna Hear From Me from Inside Daisy Clover. And this is one of two of the five scores you're going to hear today where we had to resort to that old-fashioned thing known as a long-playing record.
Now, Jackie Ward had a career of her own, and I think she was singing in Beach Blanket Bingo, of all things, but for most people, she sang on all 96 episodes of The Partridge Family as one of the voices of the children. I couldn't find out which one, but I know she was one of the voices for the children. We have another Jackie Ward solo singing for Natalie Wood, and this is a song that's in a very long and extended scene, and it's called The Circus Is a Wacky World.
When the circus came to my hometown, it was fine and funny and shiny new. So when it left from my hometown, well, of course, I left with it too. Wouldn't you? This is a wacky world, how I love it. Hocus pocus ballyhoo, ain't it great? With the clown that always breaks you up, the elephant that shakes you up, the overture that wakes you up, because the circus is a wacky world, it's a riot. Razzmatazz and hoochie cooch, ain't it grand? What a jazzy world, you find the scene until you are behind the scene. And once you are behind the scene, you'll see. The circus is a wacky world, take it from me, but it ain't at all what it's supposed to be. The clowns don't smile, that's just a painted grin. The bearded lady is a man, the fat man's really thin. The toothless lion is anything but bold. The midget isn't small at all, he's only 5 years old. The circus hasn't anything like what they say is in it. But as old T. Barnum said, there's one born every minute. It isn't great, it isn't grand. Tell me why it clicks. It isn't real. It's just a bag of tricks. The circus is a wacky world, make-believing. Hocus pocus ballyhoo, what a fake. How you tend to lose the kick of it when you are in the thick of it. How quick you find you're sick of it. And yet, and yet, the circus is the strangest place. Can't explain it. When you start to play your part, it's your home, so you don't exactly live it up. You still would never give it up. How could you ever give it up? Oh no! The circus is a wacky world where you can hide to escape. escape the even wackier world outside. So step right up.
Jackie Ward is the singing voice for Natalie Wood from Inside Daisy Clover with The Circus is a Wacky World.
We're moving on now to Andre Previn work number 3, and that's the Broadway musical Coco. Previn wrote the music, and the lyrics were by Alan J. Lerner, and the star of the musical was Katharine Hepburn. If Betty Davis could do a Broadway musical, so could Katharine Hepburn. And it was, I would say, a unique experience, Michael, to see this show, because Hepburn was absolutely atrocious because she couldn't sing. The production was gaudy and dull, and nobody bought a ticket to this show except people who wanted to see Katharine Hepburn.
One thing I will say for her is she attacks her role with gusto.
And she sang every one of the over 500 performances of the musical. She never missed a show. We're going to hear Katharine Hepburn and the chorus sing a song called The World Belongs to the Young, sung by Katharine Hepburn as Coco Chanel.
My mind's made up. I've got to work. For memories lose calories, and now I'm undernourished. So youth on guard, I'll serve you right. You want the world, you'll have to fight. The world belongs to the young. That's an order, so I hear. Salute and praise them or hold your tongue. Even better, disappear. They say that I have had my day. It's time for someone else to dance. They say I ought to crawl away. Mes enfants, not a chance. I want it all again and more. I want the world the young deplore. So pick away, sweet birds of youth. It's eye for eye and tooth for tooth. I'll keep the good taste here at home and send the bad taste back to Rome. I will let the British Isles keep all the gaudy styles. I want Paris to wake and see without me there's a vacancy. The world belongs to the young. To the young or to me. We shall see. We shall see. We shall see.
The world belongs to the young. To the young.
Or to me. We shall see.
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 From the original cast recording of the 1969 Broadway musical Coco, Katharine Hepburn and the chorus sang The World Belongs to the Young.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Andre Previn's Stage and Screen on The Dress Circle. Well, we couldn't leave you with just one Katharine Hepburn song, so we're playing another. Here is Katharine Hepburn once again with the chorus to sing The Money Rings Out Like Freedom.
The revolution was on. Anytime the younger generation rebels, the rebellion begins in clothes. And the dresses in that shop were the firebrands that stormed the corset, cut open the laces, and freed women from the Victorian padded cell. And as I freed them, they freed me. Frank by Frank by Frank. Oh, the money rings out like freedom. Clink, clink, a jingle. That primitive sound is freedom to me. Free to parade up the rue de la paid up as equal as I can be. Every franc in the bank is freedom. Clink, clink, they jingle. We live in a world where cabbage is king. So dime, mark, and krona, come make me your owner and let freedom ring. one day in May, the Duke and I let the tempers fly, and I told him whither to go and stay. So he invited to the next soiree a buxom boor for whom he bought a diamond bigger than a diamond ought to be. Did he? And I knew why, to make me cry, but I came wearing imitation junk, so large and gaudy that a diamond shrunk. The crowd went wild for the glass display, and costume jewelry was here to stay. What a coup! What luck! Tell the bank to send a truck. Oh, the money rings out like freedom. Clink, clink, a jingle. That capital tune is chiming. I'm free! My heart rejoices when I hear invoices that sing out so solvently. One spring, the king of I forgot exactly what picked the Grand Canal to have a fete which no one there ever will forget. All the rich and famous in a great corral saw me tumble in the Grand Canal. It's true, my shoe ensnared my gown, and I went down, and down in Venice means really under, which made me wet and made me wonder, would this have happened if by some chance, instead of a gown, I'd worn men's pants? Then soon all the sisters and the cousins and the aunts were calling me the pirate of men's pants. What a stroke! How divine! Call me up in Liechtenstein! Oh, the money rings out like freedom. Clink, clink, they jingle. A queen with a lot of jack is a king. So go back and lira, come nearer, nearer, and let freedom ring. Alex died without a word of warning. To friends I cried, I'll put the world in mourning. And out of the depths of my distress came the basic little black dress. Alex gone. What a shame. What a hit that dress became.
Oh, the money rings out like freedom. Clink, clink, the jingle.
Translated, it means I count down no more. Up goes the income and out go the lingam boots. I had to please before. All the pelt on the shelf is freedom. Clink, clink, the jingle.
From Coco, the musical about Coco Chanel, Katharine Hepburn and the chorus perform The Money Rings Out Like Freedom.
The first song in the second act of Coco is a song that has a title that many people felt was a good description of Coco. And René Aubergenois played a designer who was a rival of Chanel And he's very happy that one of her fashion shows did not go well. He sings a song called Fiasco.
What is losing a woman exactly? When you're young, it's like losing a watch in Switzerland. When you're my age, it's like 2 extra weeks in Baden-Baden. When your lover says goodbye, wise are they who know. When your lover says goodbye, let her go. When your lover flies away, sad are they who learn. There can be a darker day, her return. She was kind to leave, my friend. Now you'll have a field day. You're a fool to grieve, my friend. This is your Bastille Day. When your lover says goodbye, wise men all agree. There can be but one reply. Leave the key. When your lover says goodbye, you are spared the worst. Lasting love that doesn't die kills you first. When your lover says goodbye, says Cherie, we're through. Hold her in your arms and sigh, toodaloo. Au revoir, may you stay well and far. For no sweeter words can love supply than hello and goodbye.
Our third song from Coco, with lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, was Fiasco, sung by René Aubergenois.
Alan J. Lerner worked with Previn again in 1969, probably at the same time they were putting Coco together, when Paint Your Wagon made it to film. Now, Fritz Lowe, the composer of Paint Your Wagon, had retired after Camelot. I think he had had enough of Alan J. Lerner at that point. So he didn't go to Hollywood to do the music, and Lerner asked Previn. We have two of the songs that Previn wrote with Lerner for the film version of Paint Your Wagon. The first is Anita Gordon, and she was the voice for Gene Seberg, because if you remember, when they cast the film, they cast three non-singers in the leads for a musical. So Anita Gordon, who has a lovely voice, will sing A Million Miles Away Behind the Door.
Shelter me when darkness falls. For cabin walls would be just right for me. I need a threshold I can cross, where I can sit and gather moss forevermore. A million miles away behind. Roll up the flames. There's too much view for me. There's so much space between the waiting heart and whispered word. It's never heard. One room will do for me. where every evening I can stare at someone smiling from his chair across the floor. A million miles away, behind smiling from his chair across the floor. A million miles away, behind the door. No fears, no fools, no lies, no rules, just doing my life, what life is for. A million miles away, behind the
from the original soundtrack to Paint Your Wagon, that was Anita Gordon, the singing voice for Gene Seberg in A Million Miles Away Behind the Door.
We're going to spare you the attempts of singing by Lee Marvin and go to leading man Clint Eastwood. He's joined by the chorus for another song from the soundtrack of Paint Your Wagon that wasn't in the Broadway show. The song is called Gold Fever.
I would give the world to see how I used to be when I had no axe to grind except for chopping wood. Day was day and night was night, wrong was never right. Didn't matter where I went as much as where I stood. I had dreams average size. There were stars in the skies, not my eyes. Then I got gold fever. No romp and rollin' girl and fellow stuff can cure the gold fever. Nothing can help you but the yellow stuff. What can stop that itching? Ain't around the kitchen. Gold, gold, hook am I. Susanna, go ahead and cry. Once we all did honest work, farmer, lawyer, clerk, married men and single men and some who ain't too sure. Now I look at them and see duplicates of me, cured of what we suffered from and suffering from the cure. Who can say why we came? Where's the hope? Where's the flame? We're the same. When you've got gold fever, no romp and rollin' girl and fella stuck can cure the gold fever. Nothing can help you but the yellow stuff. Can stop that itching ain't around the kitchen. Gold, gold, look am I, Susanna, go ahead and cry. Gold fever, gold fever, gold fever, gold fever, gold fever,
deal.
From the soundtrack of Paint Your Wagon, and once again we're using an LP, that was Clint Eastwood and the Chorus with Gold Fever.
Andre Previn worked with Johnny Mercer in 1974 to write a musical that never came to the United States, although it was a pretty big hit at Her Majesty's Theatre in London, running over almost 300 performances. It was called The Good Companions, and they felt that the material was just too British. It was based on a J.B. Priestley novel about a concert group that toured England, and they're stranded in the, I think it's in the Yorkshire area, I'm not sure. But we do have the original cast album, and we're going to listen to a few songs. And we'll begin with Dame Judi Dench. Yes, she did musicals. Here she is to sing the Previn Mercer song, Darkest Before the Dawn, from The Good Companions.
I'm no philosopher, nor do I wish to be. But when my little world has toppled in the sea, instead of moaning that all hope has taken wings, I find it helpful to remember certain things. One is a nursery rhyme I've often put to use, along with other girls, including Mother Goose. When things are too appalling, it's worthwhile recalling it's always darkest just before the dawn. That scarecrow at your window, making faces through the night, turns out to be a rose bush on your lawn. This optimistic saying, old maids keep crocheting, makes quite a useful motto one can pawn. So when you've sunk so low that even down resembles up, the biscuit tin itself is overdrawn. Remember the prediction of the tea leaves in your cup. It's always darkest just before the dawn. So when you've sunk so low that even down resembles up, the biscuit tin itself is overdrawn. Remember the prediction of the tea leaves in your cup. It's always darkest just before the dawn.
That was Judi Dench, and I think she's a member of the group that's called the Dinky Doos, that is traveling around singing, with Darkest Before the Dawn.
The leading man for The Good Companions was John Mills, who was not especially noted as a singer, although he did do several musicals. And one of his songs in The Good Companions was this one, Ta, Love.
Ta, Love, Ta, Love, a great big hurrah, Love, Ta, Love, for you. Carry on, Love, the stars are not gone, Love, just out of view. I, lass, cry, lass, raindrops fill the sky, lass, smile and the sun shines through. But love, sure love, snowy, blowy, or grow low, ta low for you. Ta low, ta low, a great big hurrah low, ta low for you. Carry on, Love, the stars are not gone, Love, just out of I, lass, cry, lass, raindrops fill the sky, lass, smile and the sun shines. But our love, sure love, snowy, blowy, or brawl of, ta love for you. Now, 2, 3, 4.
From the original cast recording of The Good Companions, that was John Mills with Ta Love. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Our last song comes from The Good Companions, and it's performed by Marty Webb, who was not originally with the show, but when it was trying out in Manchester, she was replaced at the last minute for the young lady whose voice wasn't considered to be strong enough. And Marty Webb certainly has a wonderful voice, and Ted and I have been thrilled to be able to see her for many years. Here she is to sing Stage Door John.
Stage Door John, Stage Door John, won't you ever be here with your topper and cane and insane? Are you lost?
with Marty Webb singing Stage Door John from the Andre Previn, Johnny Mercer musical, The Good Companions. We have to bid you good night, but hope you'll join us next week as we take a look at the Rogers dynasty. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.